This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Some hard-charging music here. I like it. Tell you what I also like. For the first time since the Eagles season wrapped up, John. And when I say wrapped up, I don't mean the final game. I mean like a couple days after the final game when we were putting a bow on the season. That was the last time we talked to Jason Kelce. For the first time since then, tomorrow, Jason Kelce on the show. 7:30 tomorrow.
Awesome.
In studio. So, you know, all the moves. Been a lot of guys out, some guys in, but obviously some more notable players have left. So Jason's thoughts on free agency, who's the better athlete, me or Fritz? We'll cover the important things, John.
Oh, Jason's dying to get into that.
We'll cover the important things. Now, we look forward to having Kelce on the show tomorrow. Also, we should get...
That he knows Fritz's athleticism to some degree?
I mean, maybe. I look at Fritz. Just look at the guy. That's it. That's where I live.
Eye test.
Joe.
John.
Have you eye tested you?
Myself. So I'm a little unimpressed with myself.
Your
lately.
Buddy did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
But I go into training today. And this is like...
I like you calling it training.
Training.
Yeah.
Like Chip Kelly, I'm training. I'm not practicing. I'm training.
Joe, how drastic do you think training can reform you if you don't really try that hard?
I know. I'm worried about that, too.
Like, you have to work
I know.
If you want training to make a difference.
I can't do my gingerly strolls.
You have to hurt to make it better.
Well,
like, to improve yourself,
I know.
It's going to take real, like, dig in and try.
And that's like some of my
sweat.
Worst stuff. I'm bad at that.
Yeah.
I
effort.
Know.
Exertion,
I know.
Exertion, Joe. It's not comfort. It's exertion.
Well, all right. So here's another idea. I think tomorrow or Wednesday, maybe tomorrow, because I hear you, John. It's a problem. We should get Ike.
I just don't think I've ever seen you in this capacity. Like this idea of having to physically apply yourself.
I'm aware.
It has never happened, ever.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, I had some of that, but that was a long time ago. I mean, I'm 46, man. All right, so I think tomorrow we should get Ike or Spike on the show.
You are 46.
I know.
How old's Jack?
How old's Jack?
31.
Acts like 12 sometimes.
Yeah.
So that 15 years?
Yeah. Well.
That should register also.
You're George
just turned
Foreman.
31 concerned. Like a few
Foreman.
Days ago, so it's
Foreman.
Really like
Thank
16
you,
years.
Thank
Is
you.
That concerning?
Yes.
Don't admit to that.
Yeah, no, I admit to it. I admit to it. By the way, I want to get either Ike or Spike on the show this week, maybe tomorrow, because like I'm not ready to talk to Fritz about any of this, but we need an emissary.
I like this idea.
To start.
Nice use of emissary.
You know
there.
What I mean? Yeah. Like figuring, like really honing in
like
on the sports.
Like we're nations that, yeah. that are colliding here.
Because at some point we actually have to actually plan it. It can't just be all theory. Like we got to get down to some nuts and bolts. And I do need some time to train. Like I ain't doing this next week. Late May, early June, maybe July. Just saying. Give me some time.
And then when that happens, you're gonna be like, guys, I still need more time to train. I never did it. My fault.
But I can play golf anytime. I mean, that doesn't take training. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Nick in New Jersey. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Nick. Is Joe going to back out of all the events that require training?
Only if I get injured and can't continue, which is possible. I mean, that is, you got to admit, John. If I pull the
probable,
if I pull the groin again, you know what I mean? I mean, then that would be a real problem.
No. Please.
Please.
No.
Please. I can't go through that again. All right. What do you got for us, Nick?
Listen, so the only way you're not going over is if you do like beat the hammer.
No, so we're not
I
doing that. This is sports.
No, this is all like physical, arduous activity, Nick. That's why I don't think he has a chance.
They actually discussed it on the afternoon show about possibly a beat the hammer, and I thought they were very disrespectful to James because they said if they did one, then James wouldn't be allowed to do the questions, questioning his integrity,
which
I thought was rude.
That's not nice. I mean, Nick, we keep things nice, except when I say look at Jack, you know? And Nick, you got to admit, the guy just reeks of having no heart. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know about all that.
I can tell.
I can't believe this is about heart now.
Like, well, that's my only chance. Everyone says he's got more skill. So what can compensate? Heart.
So how does heart win a race? How does heart win a 40-yard dash?
Well, that I am less confident in than basketball and tennis and, you know, we'll say.
You're confident in basketball?
Yes, I am confident I will win
basketball.
You're
confident in one-on-one basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's one of my two that I have the best chance
of. That requires you to run, dribble.
All right, Nick, talk to us, my man. What do you got?
Listen, so I do think you are right about the lineup situation. I think it's absolutely absurd. We're talking about players' comfort. Like, I'm out here working in the rain, and we're talking about athletes making $1 million, talking about comfort. I think they can move a spot or two to make the lineup better, but that's just me.
I agree with
you. I sure hope they can.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But I do think you're totally wrong about the NCAA tournament. There's been phenomenal games left and right, stories left and right.
Good.
I mean, Cooper Flagg playing his former high school teammate, and then Roach playing his former team, the McNeese, Aura Khan, NIL student manager.
Yeah, that guy, what's that guy make, $100,000 NIL?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the manager guy.
It's pretty funny, too.
That's incredible. Holy
story,
smokes. It's a wild story. All right, Nick, give me an answer for a tremendous scene that's got a vehicle in it.
So I know you're going to tell me it's not a scene, but it's probably in a documentary somewhere. I'm going to go with the O.J. Simpson Bronco.
Yeah, it's not a scene because we said movie or show, and yes, documentary, but
we're not looking for documentary.
That's not the heart of a show. All right, Seltzer, we are 3 hours and 12 minutes into this show. You and Rhea and callers have not convinced me, even come close to convincing me, that Rob Thompson's idea of using both Schwarber and Trey to lead off is a bad idea. So I'm going to give you another crack at it.
We're not going to convince you. You never get convinced, but I'll try.
Try.
Sure. Again, like, I know that caller and you are like, whoa, just go out and play. Like, sure, just do that. Do you want to win or not? Like,
yes.
Do we care?
Yes.
So we have to acknowledge that they're human beings and that guys play a certain way based on certain things and the situation they're in. So, and for Trey Turner especially, that's the one that really I have an issue with, where Trey Turner has had so many issues since he's been here, just locking in, having a good approach at the plate, and going and kicking butt. Like, we're going to be like, all right, Trey, you're leading off this game. Now you're two back and forth. Like, the approach is going to be all over the place. Like, just put a guy in a spot and let him go out there every day and play. Like, we are overcomplicating something that has been a real issue for this team. Like, if you want to give it a month and it doesn't work, then change it, fine. But, like, this whole, like, not back and forth, there's just no commitment to something here.
Well, there is a commitment to something. It's using both.
Yeah.
It's very similar
one
to how...
One versus righty, one versus lefty.
Like, I'll give you an example. 93 Phils, just to use this one example. So David West and Larry Anderson were the two setup guys, and they both had outstanding years. And part of the deployment of when to use Larry Anderson or when to use David West was, are left-handed hitters about to come up or right-handed hitters about to come up? So sometimes West got the seventh inning and LA got the eighth inning. Sometimes
that's
LA
very
got,
different. Sometimes you know LA that got is this. Relievers. That's what they do. Relievers okay. pitch in different okay. innings.
I mean, come on, Joe. No,
come
I mean,
on. The lineup is different. You know that.
Why doesn't
every team do this? Why don't other teams do this? Like,
because normally you have one guy that's
yeah,
your primary
you do,
guy.
You do, right? Yes. Yeah. That's yes. usually what works best because that's what okay. baseball players
John,
respond
John has,
to.
John has
Kyle or... Schwarber led off, and I did not expect, and it was unconventional.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, and I didn't expect that I would like it, but by the end of the year, it seemed like it was working out, and I did like it.
Me
so
too.
Maybe this will take on the same sort of effect. It's unconventional. I do think it kind of makes sense, though.
I do, too.
So maybe I will like it
so
by
John,
the end
to
of
be clear,
season, even partway through the season.
Rhea and Seltzer haven't convinced you either, right?
Not at all, no.
Rhea, you want to take a crack at
Here's
it?
Here's my thought on it. Somebody complained. I will believe that there's...
You think this is a compromise?
I think this is an absolute compromise because behind the scenes, one of those players, one of the top players, complained that, I don't like this, I want to try... You know, this is not... This is a ridiculous decision to make.
So you don't like the reason why they end up here?
Well, I think it's a dumb thing to do, but okay. I also think the reasoning behind it is one of the players complained.
Do you think Bryce is the most likely?
Yes, 100%.
That he prefers to hit three, but
Correct.
Will do some two, but keep me at three quite a bit.
I'll do some two, but, you know, hey, I prefer three. And, you know, he literally,
it's
the assistant general manager of this team.
Look, I can't say it's not possible. If that's the case, that would disappoint me greatly. It
Have
really
changed
would.
Your mind?
No, it doesn't change my mind, but I'll say if that's how they arrived at the answer, I would be disappointed. I would be, for sure. And we'll probably never find out. Let's get to Rashid in Westchester. Rashid, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you today?
Doing well, Rashid.
I love the show, man. Thursday, I almost cried when I heard, you know, Angelo and Rhea and Al and Jonesy. And that was my favorite show, Joe. I didn't like you in the beginning when you came in.
Yeah, I don't like me either. Well, thank you. I mean, Rashid, no, I mean, we're talking about the hammer. I mean, come on, my man.
I know. Listen, I love the show. You guys are great, you know.
Thank you.
I love all the show except for the afternoon show. I don't like
it. Oh, no. Come on, man.
It's Jack's fault. Yeah. That's the reason.
We're a big family around here.
Thank you, Rhea. Thank you, Rhea. You know, I mean, they always pick on the other host, you know what I mean? And that show is surviving only because I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, that's your opinion. I disagree. I think it's a great show, but... You're entitled.
I mean, I know it's a great show.
All
but,
right, Rasheed, take your criticisms of them to them. Now it's getting a little weird. All right, go ahead. What do you got on the Phillies, buddy?
Okay, the Phillies, you know, Tapper, he's not a good manager. And we're not going to win the World Series because of him. You know, we could win the other two, you know, with the one we get against Arizona or whatever. And he's too stubborn anyway. So that's my opinion of him. Okay.
Well, for what it's worth, this would be something different if they used two leadoff hitters. I mean, we can't claim this to be same old, same old. It's quite the opposite.
Just stay with one. I mean, baseball. All the team has the one lead. You know, leadoff. You know, for the whole lefty, righty, doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If you leadoff. You're going to be there. You know,
Rasheed, let me ask you a question. Are you struck by the example I gave earlier that in 08, the Phillies, the entire season, flip-flopped Shane Victorino and Jason Wirth 2-6, depending on who the starting pitcher of the other team was? Does that hit you at all?
Yes.
Because they won a World Series that way, constantly flip-flopping 2-6.
Not the leadoff.
No, it's not. But
it was just two guys. Like, you're not changing the whole lineup.
That's right. You're right. That's fair. And, all right, my man. Give me a great scene with a vehicle.
One second, Joe. Please. Can you, James? Can you do like? Is this a challenge? You know, Joe. Challenge for you. Okay. Just one month of beat the hammer. Just change the subject. No sports. Just like, you know, like geography, history. You know what I mean? I want to see how you do.
Well. Okay? If it was history, I would dominate. If it's pop culture, I'm horrendous. We've established that.
No, like anything, you know. Anyway, yeah. So my scene is Nicolas Cage when he was driving Eleanor on the bridge and he jumped over the tow truck.
Gone in 60 seconds.
That's really, love that. I love Eleanor. Yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued by that.
Love you guys.
But, yeah, all right.
I love you guys. You're the best, okay?
Thanks buddy. Rasheed, give me a scene with a vehicle.
He did, Eleanor.
I did.
Oh, Eleanor. I didn't hear. He's talking about...
That's a vehicle. That's a GT500.
Is Eleanor the name of the movie?
It's the name of the car
in the movie.
The 67 GT500.
Oh, Gone in 60?
Movie Gone in 60 Seconds.
Dodge Shelby. Yep.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No. I thought he was asking me a trivia question because he was talking about trivia. And then I thought Seltzer answered the question. That's why I was so confused. All right.
That must have been confusing for you. Eleanor is a car.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's play the Eleanor game.
A cool car. Right, really cool car.
Eleanor Roosevelt, obviously. Let's see if we got any other Eleanors.
Rigby.
Oh, that's a big one.
Wow.
John, you're up next.
We're going. I have no idea.
Clockwise. Eleanor. I'm out. Rhea, Eleanor.
Eleanor. God, it's not a name that you hear all the time. I don't know.
Seltzer has won. That might be our first one and
done
ever.
Did anybody have another Eleanor?
We have a caller named Eleanor.
We do.
Yeah.
All right, let's take her husband, Franklin. Let's do the Franklin game. All right, so FDR, obviously. I'll go first. Franklin, the Sixers mascot.
Yeah, that was the first one that popped in my head,
Franklin
too.
Square.
Okay.
Can I do the Franklin, like, batting gloves?
I guess. And by the way, no last names. We're not opening up to Ben Franklin. John Franklin.
I don't know. Franklin... Mint.
You're out.
Franklin Mint.
Oh, you're in. Franklin Pierce, the president.
That's who I was going to go with, damn.
Aretha Franklin?
We're not doing last names?
Oh.
Why not?
Because then it opens up too much.
Well, that was a good one.
Well, it would be, but I already said no last names.
No, you said it after she said it.
No, he said it before, yeah.
James, you got a Franklin first name?
I don't think I have any more.
Yeah, I'm kind of out of bolts. Franklin.
These were terrible names.
Not great names for it. I agree.
It was a little rough.
You got one answer for each name. It just didn't roll.
You know what was also rough, John? So this thing about me getting in shape, at least hoping to.
Is it over already?
Hoping.
So last night.
It doesn't do anything.
I go to bed around 9:30 looking to shut it down. And I struggled, as I typically do on Sunday nights, to shut it down. So I thought, I'm going to have a Last Supper.
That's a great idea.
If Monday is my day to begin getting in shape, I deserve one more.
At 9 o'clock at night?
You ready for this? 9:55. I start looking up the diners.
What?
Oh, no.
And they all were closing at 10 p.m.
What
happened to the 24/7 diner?
That's outrageous.
All the diners in my area.
Sunday, too.
It is.
It doesn't matter. It should be 24 hours, 7 days a week.
That is the rule.
Yes.
Diners 24/7, Period. End of story.
Agree. Times you don't. Changing. You can't call yourself a diner.
Correct.
They call yourself something else.
So I
hold
had to
on.
Go.
Hold on.
What?
You're talking about diner food that's being delivered too?
No,
right?
I was going to go sit
wow.
down, work on okay. my book. I had
Wait,
a whole plan.
9:55 at night, you were going to go out to get something to eat.
Yes,
because you wanted to be able to get to sleep.
Because he doesn't have food in his house.
Well, I think it was preventing me
cook,
from sleeping. I was
right?
hungry.
You
well,
don't have
yeah,
food
I had no
to
food.
Prepare
yeah.
in your house, right, so you have to go out.
What was my pivot? It's not going to be hard to figure out. What
Pizza.
Was my pivot? Nope.
Wawa.
Nope.
Ice cream delivered?
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I went to McDonald's, two Big Mac fries, Coke.
Two?
Yeah. At like 11 at night or 10:30 at night?
It was about 10:20,
wow.
10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number one, you know, two hot mustards to
go. You did two Big Macs, you said?
Yeah, and then I said, flip me another Big Mac.
You ate two Big Macs?
I ate about three quarters of the second Big Mac.
With the fries.
Wow.
Large
it was
fries?
It was the Last Supper. It was, no, I don't do the supersized thing.
Oh, that's healthy.
The medium.
You're much more
then
committed
totally
to
good.
Making sure you eat enough before you work out than actually working out.
I'm just saying, I'm ripping the diner people around here. Not the
well,
workers.
Well, that part I agree with. 24/7.
The owners.
Yeah, don't call yourself a diner.
Diner owners. Like,
do you know
pick
how
up your game.
To eat healthy? Do you know how to eat the right things? Because remember, he never ate a strawberry until we forced him to try it.
Yeah, it's not my specialty.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't eat vegetables, you don't eat fruit,
yeah.
you don't eat anything but a very small, limited list of things.
I got to pick it up. Look, the training has begun today. I mean, I haven't eaten anything bad today, except for those peanut butter crackers earlier this morning.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.